Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Great Inferno. It's 10 o'clock an hour, and welcome to the Great Inferno Show. Today's segment, we are going to talk about what else, the current events, and what's going around town.
Yeah,
the talk of the town, that's what I'm talking about. First of all, I would, like I always do, I wish a happy birthday to those who are on my Facebook friends.
That's right.
Tomorrow it's Susana Soparo and Mel Magallanes is having a birthday tomorrow on my Facebook friends, and happy birthday to them. And right now we are going to open up a line and see what we have here. Go ahead, 2784, last four number there. Go ahead. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Chris Gomez.
Correct.
Chris Gomez. All right. Yeah, welcome to the show. Welcome back. It's been a long time, isn't it?
It has been a while.
It's been a while. That's right. Well, you know, get ready for tonight's show, because tonight's is pretty meaty. We got to talk a little about stuff, man. So how you been?
I've been good. How about you?
Been good? I'm pretty good. Pretty good. That's been, you know, here and there, but it's good to be alive. I'll tell you that. Now, yeah. So how's the life in general?
It's going okay. Slow.
Going okay?
Yeah.
It's cold right now?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of actually warmer. We just got back from Miami. That's right. Did you hear that?
Yep.
Did you hear about that? Just got back from Miami, dude.
I didn't know you were back yet. I wasn't sure when you were coming back.
Yeah. But we wanted to stay there, but... You know, we have a house, a job and stuff, but so that's the only thing that would have held us back. And the kids.
Small things.
Right, small things. There we go. We have, you know, we have farm and, you know, cattle and stuff like that. We have fun. Other than that, you know, I would have picked Miami, Florida, man.
Was it warm?
Miami's the whole thing. Yeah, it was kind of chilly, you know, it's just, but, it got warmer. I went up to like 74 or 75, but still, it's warmer than we have now,
Oh, yeah, so much warmer.
Yeah.
It's better here, though.
Right, and the thing that I
pretty much missed the good weather when you were gone.
when we got back here, snow's almost melted out, and I'm like, it's like 30-something degrees. I'm like, whoa,
yeah.
Is this Wisconsin?
Almost like swimming.
Yeah, the only thing I realized down there, people down there like to wear tight pants, I tell you. Let's get Don in a segment here. Go ahead, Don.
Hi.
Yeah. Kids are talking in the background again.
So what did you say? Is the Wisconsin in the background?
No, your kids. I said your kids talking in the background.
Your kids.
Yeah.
Your kid. So are you guys ready? Do you have anything to say before we start in our segment here, Don? Like wishing happy birthday to people?
Oh yeah, happy birthday everybody I don't know if you wanna tell your callers what happened in Miami. It's up to you,
What happened there?
With Liwanag.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we just had just want to share this and to all of the listening. I don't know. You can go ahead. What happened there, Don? That's your story. I don't want to steal it.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
So it was about, like, we had two bedrooms there, and there was a TV on a short dresser, about a foot and a half to 2 feet tall dresser. There's a TV on there. It didn't look very stable, so I had the babysitter keep the kids out of there while we were gone, but when we got back to the hotel room, I was sitting on the bed, and I turned my head to look at Fernando now for more than a minute or two, and next thing I know, like, for when I seen Liwanag, our three-year-old, came into the bedroom, she was standing by the TV, and then I turned my head towards Fernando or something for less than a minute or two, and next thing you know, the TV came down on her in the dresser because she decided for some reason to try to climb the dresser, and and I got over to her right away with God's help, and then Fernando and our nine-year-old daughter said it looked like her bone was coming through her arm, through her skin, like her arm was broken, and then we prayed to Jesus Christ, and then we also, I called the front desk right away, Lord's help, and then they called the paramedics. I had them call the paramedics. By the time the paramedics got there, within 5-10 minutes, her arm was completely healed, and she wasn't in pain.
That is the divine thing, because I saw it, and I freaked out, and I went to the bathroom to get ready, and when I came back out, it was, you know, it was all gone, and I decided not to, you know, not to take, you know, I told paramedics not to take Liwanag in there, but it's all done with, and I'm really glad, and I prayed really hard on that, and I think that's one of the answer, that's one of the testimonies that God's answer for prayers, you know, that's the only thing. Now, what about you, Chris Gomez? Got anything to say before we go into our segments here?
No, nothing's happened to me like that. That was really cool. I heard about it on Sunday at church, and I was really.
Oh, did you? Yeah, that was the first thing. It was quite of experience that we had there. Now, let's get into the main, not the main topic, but I want to start on the. I don't know if you guys hear about this. Salma Hayek breastfeeding another baby in Africa.
What was that?
Salma Hayek. You know who Salma Hayek is? It's just a chick on the. Oh boy, she's played a lot of movies.
Desperado.
Desperados, yes. From Dusk Till Dawn. You know. That's one. Well, actually, she went to Africa. You know, to to visit those starving babies, starving kids out there. And she was actually captured in a video that actually, they didn't show any, like, breasts or nipples and stuff like that. You know, there was nothing provocative or anything. But they just showed her on, it was a hit on YouTube, man. People just claimed there's, like, millions are watching and views. She was traveling with the crews of, I believe, the Nightline, you know, just to bring up publicity to the need of the people. And, she was with the, you know, another female that has a baby and actually, you know, that I believe could not produce breast milk. So she went ahead and, breastfed that little baby. So the question is, I know there's a question said that, you know, there's a health issue there. There's some risk involved and all that. I mean, I know that. And let's start with you, Chris Gomez. Now, would you do it? If you have the ability to breastfeed a baby, would you breastfeed another baby? That's the question. Let's play hypothetical game, Chris. You're a woman with breast milk.
I don't think I would. But
I mean, why?
You know, that's how about a breastfeed me?
Okay. Now we go back to you, Don. I know that you have 12 kids and you breastfed all of them. Would you do it?
Well, that would be up to my husband, whether or not you said I can. That would be, if you said it's up to me, I think I would pray about it, because I have actually, like, considered that as, like, I mean, I haven't really considered it since, like, a couple years since, you know, the last baby, but I think that would be, like, helpful, you know, to show the love of Christ, to be able to help people out, like, you know, that way. And just trust that God will protect you. Because there's some people that I would have been willing to, like, give, even though it may sound strange. I mean, if breast milk is like cure, has like, all the antibodies, there's some people like that I would be willing to help out with, not necessarily breastfeeding, but like pump the milk and then give it to them, you know.
Did Fernando, did she have a kid or something recently?
Yeah, she has like a 1-year-old. You know, she's still pumping milk for her. Her name's Valentina, and you know, she was in an African country. You know, she was with Salma Hayek and all. And you know, I think they're filming with some kind of film and through with an ABC Nightline. So they just want to. I guess I don't know. I mean, it could have been a publicity stunt, you know, on her side. Well, they said the baby was perfectly healthy, and the mother didn't have milk. So, I mean, Miss Hayek here was quoted to saying that you should have seen his eyes, the baby's eyes, you know, just gulping all those milk from her. So, no, and then he felt the nourishment, and he immediately stopped crying. So I think it's a good deed on her side. But I hope she's not doing it just for a publicity stunt. You know, that would make me sick. But, and they said, you know, doctor says in some cases breastfeeding is contraindicated, but the mother is infected with HIV, hepatitis, you know, stuff like that, could be taking a certain medication and sometimes discouraged from breastfeeding, and she could get that. I don't know how, but and another common problem women can have is an infections of the breast, you know,
right,
because of the different mouth and stuff. So that's just it. here's a kick on that. I mean, would you again, you know, if you would have, you know, an ability to, like, you know, breastfeed kids, I mean, let's say you have a wife that breastfeeds Chris Gomez, would you allow that? I mean, would you allow her to do it?
I don't know. That's really, I really have to think about it, honestly. Just because, I mean, you really have to think about all the dangers and everything that.
Right. But I was breastfed till I was 14, so I don't care. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on over here. Okay. No. Valentine's coming up, Chris. You got a Valentine day?
No, I do not.
No, you do not. Oh my goodness. What about you, Dawn? You got a Valentine day?
It would be nice if I did with you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well,
but if you don't know where to take your Valentine, here's an idea. Don't settle for a truck stop, I tell you. Okay? So, you know, you have to take him or her to a love island. So this love island, since many lovers from around the world consider this ideal spot for a romantic Valentine's Day break. You know, this is located in... what do you call that? Let me see here. It's some island in Sadar, an island of Pasman, which is located in Croatia, somewhere on there. And the 130,000 square yard island came to prominence after the unusual shape was highlighted, actually, in Google Earth. Here you go. Google Earth's come to place again. And even the owner of an uninhabited island, now known as a lover's island, he didn't realize how perfectly heart-shaped the island on the Croatian coast was until he was swamped with requests from couples to stay there. And it seems many lovers from around the world consider it an ideal spot for romantic Valentine's Day break. Ooh, make some baby there. And the owner says it has been incredible because, you know, he thinks that it is the most perfect heart-shaped island in the world. Nobody lives there. So if lovers really want to spend time alone, it's perfect deserted island, you know. And they always thought it looked like a little bit of hard, but it seems a bit of, you know, when they Google Earth that, everyone else is in to see it too. So that's, you know, everyone's just like, I want to go there, especially like, you know, you can have, you know, if you have money. So the island is located in the Sadursky Canal between Zadar and island of Pasman. So Croatia is actually ranked at 18th most popular tourism destination in the world. It's proving especially busy during the summer month. You know, now it's going to be busy because of the lovers, man. So I hear it only cost a couple of thousand of dollars, maybe half a million. So, Chris, let me go there. Let me go with you. Man, is it worth it? Let's say, you know, money's not the issue. Would you go there?
Yeah.
Yeah? Really?
I would.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any, they didn't mention any hotel or anything like lodging, but
it's a deserted island.
Yeah, it's a deserted island. You can probably camp out there, huh?
Maybe not then. Not maybe not. I want the luxuries included, you know, like a jacuzzi.
Right.
But I mean, I think it almost would be because you think, you know, it's really beautiful, I'm sure, you know, and I guess it'd be pretty, unless there's like some weirdos on the island you don't know about and they think it's undiscovered, like Campbell's, you know, it happens.
Yeah. you know, serial killers and a pedophile would be flocking there. yeah. So, like I said, you know, what do you say to those people that go there? I mean, is this really, you know, is this materialism? Do they just go there and prove to their lovers that, you know, you mean to me and I give you, you know, I'll take it an island, a ship like a heart. I mean, just even. So what do you think, Don? Is this worth it? Would you pay money for it to take your loving husband to that island?
Maybe.
He'd be glad.
Well,
yeah.
Chris mentioned something about cannibals, so I don't know.
Cannibals?
Somebody. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there's going to be a lot of cannibalism going on there, but not eating people, I'll tell you. But anyway, the.
So I probably would, like, if we like took the kids or had a babysitter or something. But,
yeah.
You know, or maybe when our kids are grown up or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's something to do. I think, you know, I mean, I looked at it online, and it doesn't look like it's a perfectly heart-shaped. I mean, it does look like a heart, but it looks like some kid just drew it. You know, it's just like
mm-hmm.
a little. But, you know, with the little renovations and cutting stuff in there, I think they can make it perfectly heart-shaped like a heart, you know?
Yeah.
And then maybe make an artificial island on the side of that. That it shapes like a kidney for those retiring people, you know?
Oh.
It's a joke. Right.
Maybe I'd rather take you somewhere else.
Right.
We'll see.
So how much do you think would you pay for that, Chris Gomez?
How much would I pay for what?
For like, let's say, going to that Lover's Island.
I'm cheap, man. I'll take my date to McDonald's on Valentine's Day.
Cut your burger in half, Chef. Here you go, eat it. Right. So how much do you think that would cost, Dawn?
Well, I mean, like, you have to pay money to get on the island or what?
Well, of
course.
Because
if there's no hotel or anything like that.
You got to pay for, you know, you got to pay for your flight. You got to pay. Well, yeah, like, again, I mean, it doesn't say about the lodging or anything like that. It just says that there's an aisle, so I don't know. So, I mean, the owner of the island is probably will be building, you know, some kind of accommodation there.
Uh-huh. Like,
you know,
food?
To expand.
You know, like growing food or something?
Right.
That would be important.
Or something like a five-star hotel or anything that would accommodate the guests there. I mean, I don't think they're going to be camping in trailer parks everywhere there. It's going to be, you know, they're going to biff that up. You know, that's you know, with this being, you know, people catching on that and they're going to look into that. I mean, millionaires and people that can afford it. I mean, that's going to be like, you know, one of the destination for that. You know.
Yeah, like $5,000.
Oh yeah, like
$5,
that, $5, something like that. I mean, I know that you have Chris Gomez. I know that you have a hot supermodel girlfriend. Would you think she'd be happy if you take her there?
If I had a
so you think she'd be?
She likes like that kind of thing. Like, what if she just likes the luxuries, you know? Then
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and I have room and you know, it's, you know, I'd probably personally be down for it with just a group of friends just to go check it out, you know. So
check it out. Well, yeah, that's true too. Maybe they can, you know, they can build rides and water parks in there and all shaped like a heart. That would be like this. They got little midgets running around dressed like a cupid, you know. I'm kind of just throwing some ideas there. So, now we are going from an island to actually not going anywhere here. But so a stupid island to just a stupid kid. All right, this There's a kid, actually, in Ohio. This is just right around the corner from us. A teenager tried to pull a sweet deal, what they call a sweet deal, by ordering more than 37,000 worth of candy online and charging the bill to his former high school. Okay? Police said an 18-year-old used a Middletown High School purchasing number to place orders from thousands of lollipops and candy bars from Michigan-based Goodies factory. It wasn't clear how he accessed the number. A kid, an 18-year-old? He has way. So the candy company became suspicious, contacted the school, and was told by a detective to send an empty box. Police said that he had an order shipped to his home and was arrested after the fake delivery. Oh, yeah, I couldn't have known that. The teen faces two counts of felony telecommunication fraud, and he was being held in the, you know, some city jail for more than $30,000. $30,000 bond. Looks like
wow.
Charlie. I think the name is Charlie. And I think he wants to start another chocolate factory. But, so I'm going to go with you, Chris Gomez. The question here is, like, I mean, what do you think the kid's gonna do with all that candy? I mean, is he that retarded? Is he not gonna get caught for doing it?
I don't know, and that's a good question. I don't know what I would do with that much candy. I mean, I'm sure I could eat a little bit,
right?
Maybe, but that's a lot of money. I would probably. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the kid got to be dumb, but I mean, wouldn't it be really cool to give it all to your girlfriend and just be like, yeah, I just spent like $37,000 on you. For Valentine's Day.
Yeah, there we go. He's probably going to take it to that, what is that, the heart-shaped island thing, you know, just
covered it.
Yeah. Yep, that's probably going to take it there. So, don't you think, yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't say anything. It doesn't give us any more things and, you know, who's the kid, you know, and everything like that. But do you think, so what do you think? You know, I know he's being held for more than $30,000, you know, bond. But do you think he should go to jail for how many years? Do you know? Or, well, just share your opinion.
Well, let's see. No, I don't think he should have to go to jail. But well, because they caught him beforehand, but he should be punished like. Felony record or something.
Oh, he thinks it'd be a felony to be that. That's interesting. I think, yeah, it's, you know, it's basically a fraud. It's a telecommunication fraud. So, I mean, my opinion, I don't know in a court of law, but, you know, that should be, you know, again, you know, so there should be a felony. He should go to jail, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, until his, yeah, or take him to the Goodies factory. Maybe lock him up there, you know, without food. All he can eat is a chocolate and candy, so let his teeth rot for like 2 years.
Well,
that'll
teach
him a lesson.
That's what I was thinking, too, make him eat all that candy. But I think that would kill him because that would be way too much sugar. That's what I think.
You think so?
Yeah, so I was thinking, like, maybe that would be a good punishment, make him eat all that candy, but
yeah.
his blood sugar would go through the roof and he would die.
Yeah.
That would be kind of like a death sentence to him.
Right, like a death sentence for him. No, I don't know about death sentence, but, you know, he's got to, someone's got to punish him, so that's the only thing. And where's, I mean, I know that she's 18 and all, but where's the parents? You know, I mean, it looks like he's just, you know, it's just a kid. You know, it's an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid's got a, and the parents have to play a role, whether it be, like, in, you know, a parent or a legal guardian. I mean, it's got to be some questions and things, and they got me caught. Second?
Maybe, like, 3 years in jail or prison.
3 years in jail? Do you think that's
be
enough?
Yeah.
Do you think that's be enough, Chris Gomez?
I think that's actually all a little bit much. I think a felony is a little strong. I mean, because it was more like, I think I've seen it more like as a prank more than anything, which I understand it's a little extreme, but personally from being in similar, it's not exact situations, but just, you know, I've been in some own stuff, you know, and like, a felony is going to be on his record for the rest of his entire life, you know, and that's going
right.
to make sense to get a job. You can't like vote. You can't, and there's a lot of things, you know, you can't join the army, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think even 3 years of jail time is a little extreme. So, I mean, I think there should be a punishment, but I think it should be something he's going to learn from. But I think maybe even, you know, a couple months in jail. I'm sure he's 18. He's probably never been in jail before, you know. He's
right.
Young.
Maybe like couple, like some community service or something like that.
I mean, and like even just like 45 days in jail and, you know, so many hours of community service, you know, and hopefully he would learn from that. But I mean, just
right.
For a first thing, it was more like, I see it as more of like a prank thing. Like, personally, I think it's a little extreme to charge him with all that. So,
Yeah,
to be just like, they throw him in prisons or felony, slap him with felony. I strongly believe on that. It's not. First of all, they don't know why. I mean, he could have been pranked. Maybe it's not him that did it, you know.
Right.
So it doesn't show anything. Maybe his friend's trying to pull a prank on him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's so little details on that they need to basically investigate. So that's my take on that. Now you guys remember the mother gave birth to a couplet, yeah? What? Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Like 8 kids? Yeah. Remember that, Chris Gomez?
I heard about it.
The news. Yeah, you heard about it? Now, they're saying that, no, she has some of the Californian taxpayers complaining, and that's a big of a share of financial burden, for taxpayers. Lady's name is Nadia Sullivan. You know, she has a total of 14 children now. And again, this could fall in the shoulders of the Californians. You know, they're not in Wisconsin. And even before she had the octuplets, she's actually a 33-year-old single mother, unemployed. Before that, she has been caring for her 6 other children, and she was getting $490 a month in food stamps plus Social Security disability payments for the 3 of the youngsters and the young kids. Because apparently, you know, they're disabled. And we all know that this public aid will almost certainly be increased with the new addition of her family. And the octuplets are expected to spend 7 to 12 weeks in hospital. And actually, the hospital has requested a reimbursement from Medi-Cal. I think it's a Medicare here in Wisconsin, I believe. And that's a state Medicaid program. So that's up, and that's to care the premature babies. But we don't know how much it's going to cost, but we know it's going to be a lot. Oh, my goodness. I was like, I read on the record in 2006, the average cost for a premature baby to stay in a hospital in California, it says $164,000, somewhere on there. And that's according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. So the average cost for one cesarean birth in 2006 was $22,000, something like that. That's in California. So that's times 8. Oh, my goodness, it's going to be over $1 million. So, if the taxpayer is getting mad and, you know, saying that they're saying that insulting her and they're calling her an idiot, criticizing her decision to have more, you know, that don't have more children, can't afford it, you know, and some people is, you know, suggesting she should be sterilized and stuff like that. And she was also accused of manipulating the system of being an irresponsible mother, and some people was just kind of like, you know, saying that, you know, our government should step in there and assist kids and take the kids because he's being responsible. Now, I was going to have a Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger here, but, you know, he couldn't make it. So we'll go with you, Chris Gomez. So yeah, let's say it happened here in Wisconsin and, you know, as a taxpayer, as a citizen, would you be upset that you have to pay that tax?
I don't know. I guess yes, kind of, because, I mean, she already had, how many kids was it? 4 kids?
6 kids before that.
She had 6 kids. I mean, and as an unemployed mother, and I mean, I guess you'd have to almost be unemployed with 6 kids, but I don't know. I guess, I mean, without a husband and everything or any kind of...
It doesn't say where's, you know, the role of the husband. I don't know where he at.
She should have been a little more wise, I would say, just because
right.
I heard all those babies were like, they were all like, I don't know the correct term, test tube babies, I guess is almost right. Not test tube babies, but artificially implanted.
Right,
like,
inseminated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's something wrong with that. And she knows all along. She's well aware of there's something wrong with the embryos and all that. And she's well aware that, you know, this could happen. You know, but they're not expecting. They were probably expecting, like, maybe twins or triplets and stuff like that. They're not expecting octuplets, man. That's like, that's almost like it's an abomination of God. I mean, who's, you know, that's, I don't see anything in the Bible or anything like that. You should, you know, multiply, but not eight at a time, you know.
I mean, that's
talking about, yeah. So, so then would you be upset? I mean, would you be upset if you, let's say, if you know that, you know, she's going to be, like, just milking, you know, milking the system, what do you call it? Would you be upset?
Well, I was kind of confused because I thought she was married, but then when you mentioned that and when I seen that she was single, it doesn't say she was widow or anything like that. So I was kind of confused about why. Because she had, from my understanding, she went to go get the in vitro fertilization or something, like, I don't know if that's the right term, but, like, where you, like, people that can't get pregnant but that want to get pregnant, then they go through these, treatments to try to help them to get pregnant. And then when those people that do that tend to have, like, 6 children at a time, you know, stuff like that, so I thought that she was married if she's trying to do that, but I don't know why, like, if with the side effects, why a doctor would do that, you know what I mean? I don't understand
right.
why a doctor would say, oh, you're not married, you know, and you there's, like, these risks of you having more than 2 children, you know, and stuff like that. I think the doctor should have told her about that, and then, like, maybe she, like, had sex and she's not married the second time, and then she had, like, 8 kids, and it's probably, like, I mean, maybe, like, that's the only thing I think that would bother me, you know, but, like, you think you said something about she only get, like, $490 for food stamps and, like, some insurance?
Record, yes.
I really don't think that's, in, like, a lot, like, a big problem, because in California, it's very expensive to live, and $490 for a family of 7 it's not a lot of money. It's not going to help her to get everything she needs unless Lord Jesus Christ helps her, like, the food to last because, I mean, like, we have a family
eating
of 7.
Eating ramen noodles,
and, yeah. Yeah, we have a family of 7, and it's hard for us to, you know, live off that amount, you know what I mean, like 500, 600 bucks a month. We try to budget for our food, you know, and, like, sometimes we don't get everything we want, you know, I mean, everything we want, but we get what we need, and then, like, you know, we have to try to make it stretch and stuff, so.
So anyway.
You know what I mean?
I understand. No, that from the outside, I mean, you can tell that this woman was playing the system. That's what the people says. You know, the guy of Brian Sood from the show, of what do you call it, KFIAM, and he's saying that, quote, you're damn right. The state should step in and seize the kids and adopt him out. I mean, is this guy right? I mean, is this practically, you know, if she's going to be living off, like, you know, the food stamp, welfare, and all that stuff, I mean, in fact, the government owns the kids, you know, all of them, actually. Chris Gomez, do you think that the government should step in and, you know, just kind of duff them out and do whatever with that with them? I don't know.
That's a little extreme. I don't know. I mean, almost, because how's she going to take care of all those babies by herself, you know?
Got to have some help, you know.
Well, I mean, I guess there's going to be some help, but I mean, like, even as a single mother, she is a single mother, I believe, is what I had heard about.
Right.
I mean, almost, yeah. Maybe not all of them, though, but I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's an attachment, you know, for her. Do you want to take all the kids, or?
I'm sorry?
Do they want to take all the kids, or?
Well, that. No, those some idiots out there are saying that, you know, the government should step in and, you know, take all the kids away from her and adopt them. And, you know, it's not going to happen, you know, with our media being involved on that. I mean, it's certainly the government don't want to be the bad guy to just do that. I mean, it's got to play the politics in that. Now there's a website actually that a family had set up that you can I don't have the website. You can Google it if you want to participate on donating on this, so you can Google it. So, on the website features picture of the mother, and it's, you know, it's at a couplet kids, and has instruction of making donation by check or credit card. So it's right in there. Now, the Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is, by the way, struggling to close a $42 billion budget gap by cutting services, well, he declined to comment on taxpayers' costs associated with octopus delivery and care. That's a bummer. Now, do you, if you're, let's say you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, Chris Gomez, what would you do? What would you do, Chris Gomez? Governor Chris Gomez of California. Now we have taxpayers grabbing their pitchforks and saying we're not paying for this tax. What would you do? Tough, isn't it?
I wouldn't even know what to do. I guess it's a good thing I'm not.
I would say, hey, taxpayer. You know, if this happened to you, you got to put yourself in their shoes, man. But again, there is the things on both sides here. You know, she's, you know, I guess she was well aware of what's going to happen, and she already has six kids, you know, and why even, makes you, like, scratch your head and go, why even you do that? And just, like, now you want something to help. I mean, you know, she's gonna be making money. I mean, she could write a book. And how she, you know, what, you know, her emotion and how the delivery went and everything like that. She could make millions. I can guarantee you that. Or she can even have, like, she can even be an Oprah. You know, Oprah would help her out.
Right.
You know? Oprah would help her out, definitely. Eight kids, man, Oprah would give her a van. You know, remember that show? Remember that show? That's like a kid. There was like a triplet or something like that, or quadruplets, I believe. And Oprah had them on her show, and she surprised them by giving them a van. That was, yeah. Oprah, man, you got to get through Oprah.
Big man, though, for all those kids.
Right. Now, hey, let's move on, shall we? Why did they start talking about Oprah? Now, what I'm going to do is take a break for like 2 minutes. So if you're going to, who's that? Is that a kid? If you're going to take a break, and what I want to do is play the there's a band called Days Gone. They actually will be seen at over in Miami, Florida. It's one of the Market America, we went to a Market America convention. Days Gone is based on New Jersey, and here is their song.
Diner light, wanna be good, don't wanna be fine.
All right. Welcome back to my show. That was Days Gone from New Jersey. Okay. Look for them. They're going to be, you can go to myspace.com/Days Gone. That's DaYSGONE. All right. And they're going to be, one of this day I'm going to be interviewing them. They're going to be on my show. So keep an eye on that. And I welcome my guest, Chris Gomez from Wisconsin. He's a smart guy. He's smart. He's so smart. The smart bomb calls. It's now called Chris Bomb. Right? Right, Chris?
I don't know about that, but we can say that.
And Dawn, it's she's one of the hot chicks. She's so hot. Hot stuff, not called Dawn stuff. All right, welcome back. Welcome back. The we're talking about the now there's a show. There's actually the what do you call it? Well, not a show. What am I talking about over here? I'm going to be talking about the Americans, and actually Americans embarrassed by poor spelling performance compared to Britain. Now, take this, all right? It says Americans are worse at spelling than Britons, with more than half unable to spell embarrassed. You know, the word embarrassed, Lyson or millennium, Lyson, something like that. But I can't even say. Now, 62% of Americans got the word embarrassed wrong against 54% of Britons who struggle with the word in a survey last year. Now, even though there's a popularity in the school in spelling bee competition, adults in the U.S. tested poorly in a survey comparing how English speakers on both sides of the Atlantic deal with commonly misspelled words like embarrassed, you know, stuff. Friend. Well, actually, there's like the word definitely and friend were spelled correctly by more Americans than the Britain. So apparently, that's, you know, there's words that is hard for us to, you know, spell. Now let me go with you, Ms. Gomez. I mean, does it prove that the Britons, you know, has higher or more, you know, their intelligence than us Americans living in America?
Question again? I gotta.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm saying, you know, those the. I know that you graduated with straight A's, and you know you won the first place in the spelling bee contest back in fifth grade.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, is that this really proves that Britons has more intelligence or is smarter than us here in the United States? People who live in the United States.
I don't think so at all.
Because of this survey that I've done there?
No. I mean,
no?
I think it's just who they're testing, honestly. Like, some kids just can spell really good, some kids just can't, you know. And
exactly.
They get that. So.
Yeah, well, the survey involving a sample of 1,000 adults was carried out online by some kind of company, that was last month, with a method based on a survey of 1,000 Britons in April last year. So it's a different time, too. You know, it could have been like, you know, those 1,000 British people was like vacationing here in America. You know what I mean? Now, Don, does this prove that we're, like, dumber than the other country?
Well, I don't know. Like, do they speak English in Britain? Like, do they speak, like, do they, like,
I don't know. Do they have TV?
Language,
yeah, do they climb up on trees in Britain?
Like, do they, like, you know, do they speak, like the, you know, like, hey, mate, you know, like people in England, do they speak, like, that English, or do they speak, like, English, like we speak English?
Like, England. Well, no, slightly different, you know, they claim we have the perfect grammar and you know, proper terminology of the English words.
Well, maybe they have better school system than we do. I mean, maybe
that could be it.
Maybe they have, like, all their schools are richy schools, and
or
maybe
homeschool.
Some of the people, yeah, or maybe some of the people, most of the, maybe a lot of the people that are in America that did the survey. I mean, like, that's 1,000 people. How many people live in America? You know what I mean? I'm like. Just
million.
Like with the, like, 3 out of 4 dentists recommend this toothpaste. Well, you don't know which recommend, you know what I mean? Maybe they only ask
yeah, we
for,
don't. Yeah, they don't
know.
Recommend toothpaste in Britain. I'm not in their vocabulary. That's what I heard, okay? Don't get all, like, upset at me. Don't get all upset to me, British. Go back with dear Chris Gomez. Right. I know that they're saying that they, you know, they've done it like this on well, by the way, this is courtiesoftelegraph.co.uk, so I read that on that, so I don't want to get all, you know, get an email from that. Hey, you're using my article. So this is like when I asked, only a quarter of adults thought they had a problem with spelling. Only a quarter. The answers in the test proved that this far from the case. The American says only a quarter of the adults thought they had a problem with spelling. Only of them. You know, majority of them think that, you know, I can spell that. I gotta admit, your host does not, I mean, I'm not really a good speller when it comes to spelling, okay? And I admit that. But that doesn't mean you're, you know, better than I am. So the question, you know, that I want to get to Chris Gomez is, do you think it's just maybe because of the region? I don't know where they took this, you know. Maybe it's just like maybe down south, or is it like northern part of the, you know, United States, like us, you know. Do you think that's the case? Do you think that they've taken that from, like, other region of the American, you know, East Coast and West Coast and something like that? I'm not making sense.
Those people spell. I don't know. I agree. I think that I think it does depend on where you're going to test it from. Because some places do have better. I'm sure we have better school systems than certain other areas, you know, of the country, and maybe they have better.
Better school system. Yeah.
And you know, they study more. They you know, they're more. I guess it does. I think it depends on where you're testing these people from, so.
Exactly. And I don't want to know their name, because I'll just want to call them up and just yell in their face.
Hey, Fernando, do you know how to spell embarrassed?
Embarrassed? Sure, I know how to spell embarrassed. What?
Without looking.
Yes, I have my eyes closed right now.
Okay, go
E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S-E-D.
Do you think that's how you spell embarrassed, Chris?
I don't know.
You got me thinking, like, maybe I don't know how to spell the word embarrassed.
Okay, all right, let's test you, Dawn. Let's go ahead. Spell embarrassed.
E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S-E-D, because you got M, bear, and then wrist.
So that's how you do it.
R's. And then tomorrow, why don't you go ahead and spell tomorrow, Fernando?
Tomorrow? I'm going to sleep on it, and then I can spell it. Now... It'll be, by the time I wake up, it'll be tomorrow, and I can spell that to you, definitely. I want to move on here, because we are running out of time, and I got two more segments to call. You guys are just doing it around and playing around. Now, you both know about the, you know, the Shiavo story, you know, that, what do you call that?
Terry Shiavo?
Yeah, Terry. That's what I'm trying to get that thing out of my tongue, but it's not coming out. Well, there's a... like in Italy, well, this is, there's like a lady by the name of Ilona Inglaros. Well, Ilona Inglaros, a legal battle over a young woman's right to die after 17 years in a coma, has spurred both fast online commentary and activism in Italy. Now, this is going in Italy now, okay? Now, and actually, people are like doing their living will and testaments over YouTube videos. You know, they're doing their living will. And they're doing that on YouTube. And that's kind of, you know, it's odd to many, but I don't think it's odd, but I'm just, you know, appalled. But I don't think a legal system will consider that as a legal document. You know, let's say something happened to you, that you have, you know, you don't want, you know, any, like, any device or anything, a life, you know, like a feeding tube or anything like that. I mean, I would write that on a piece of paper and, you know, have them notarized. I mean, who's going to notarize YouTube, you know, the YouTubers?
Right.
So let's go to you. I know that you're a big YouTuber, Chris Gomez, and you have some couple of, you know, films out there in adult industry. YouTube, I mean, would you use YouTube for your living will?
No, I wouldn't even use it for. I like YouTube. I mean, I see some funny stuff on there, but I would never, not for something so serious, not my living.
Right.
So. No.
Right. What about you, Don? I mean, I know that you have, you know, 12 kids and all, and, you know, that living will, it's a must for you. Would you use YouTube, any kind of social media, MySpace, Facebook, and all that stuff? You know, not to mention, you know, they can be hacked and, you know, steal your password and all that. Would you use that? Would you tell our listeners why you don't want to use it?
Well,
and
I
if
mean,
you
like,
do?
I think it's like, I don't want to say I'll never do it because, you know, like, I don't know, but I don't
mm-hmm.
think I would because it's kind of disturbing, you know,
mm-hmm.
because, like, scary.
Right.
I don't know, like... And then also, like, you know, somebody can, like, it might in a way look comforting to the parents or something left behind, and they actually got to see you say it. However, it could be hacked, and you could, like, not want to be kept alive, and somebody could, like, alter your voice to, you know, and take out, so I don't want to be kept alive, and put, I do want to be kept, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they
yeah.
can change it. And,
well, she's,
yeah.
there's this lady, Miss Inglaro is actually, you know, dead and passed away. But this kind of started the, you know, the people in Italy to start taking, you know, doing their living will, and some of them like that, you know, taking and doing that on YouTube. Because the father actually fought I can't even say that word, for a long time for a court battle to fulfill her wishes and allow her to die. And even though in Italian law, there's not, you know, they don't even recognize living wills. And I don't understand that. Why would they make a YouTube living will or anything like that if they don't even recognize living wills? So the legal
right.
dispute eventually reached an Italy's higher court in the European Union. I actually got involved with that too, also. And the final ruling supported Luana's request to die. I mean, that's what's, according to them, before she got into a car crash, shortly before the accident, Ileana had paid a visit to a friend who was in a coma and expressed to her father, her firm will never be kept alive artificially if something similar should ever happen to her. I mean, that's something that you want to do. I mean, do you have a living will yet, Chris Gomez?
No.
No?
Yeah. No.
Okay, let us test the living, you know, just in case. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, God forbid, but I'm just saying, I mean, would you be kept, if you want to be kept alive, you would like, you know, feeding tube or anything, any device attached to you? If anything can happen?
That is such a hard question. Like, I really don't know. Like, I don't think I would, just because, I don't know. Let me go and be with Jesus sooner. You know, let me die. So.
It's not the Lord's will. Yeah, exactly. Don't, to me, in my opinion, yeah, again, it's against God's will, you know, like abortion, you know, that's
right.
meant to happen. Don't, you know, that's why, I mean, we live in sin. I mean, I don't know. It's just my opinion. Now, what about you, Dawn?
So are you saying that if something like that happened to you, you don't want to be kept alive by machines?
I think I would leave that off to my wife. You know, if the Lord is telling... You know, if God is telling my wife to, like, to keep him for a little bit, you know, he'll snap out of the coma, or, you know, I mean, it's the condition has to be, you know, I mean, God will give her the right mind to, you know, the right decision to decide. So that's my thing on that. I'm not saying no, I'm not saying yes. It's just whatever your decision, whatever my wife's decision, that'll be the final. And that's the final decision. You know, that's about it. Yeah. So that's a big thing, eh?
Yeah.
So real quick, we only have like 2 minutes. I want to get to everyone's opinion on this. This is from the Gallup poll. Gallup poll. The Gallup.com is actually a poll when they do everyone's polling. And now they did a poll. It's on Darwin's birthday. This, which is, you know, Charles Darwin. This, and they found out that only 4 in 10 believers, which is Christians, 4 out of 10 believe in evolution. And this is on the eve of 200 200th anniversary of Charles Darwin's birth, a new Gallup poll showed that 39% of Americans say they believe in theory of evolution, while a quarter say they do not believe in theory, and another 36% don't have any opinion either way. Now, this is just, you know, I just want to, like, just go over there and slap there in the face. You know, they claim they're Christian, but they don't believe, but they believe in evolution, not creation. Now, real quick, Chris Gomez, what's your take on this?
Yeah, I don't think it's possible. You can't believe, it's so contradictory with each other, you can't say, I'm a Christian, but believe in evolution. It's no. You can't do that. It's two totally opposites.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, there's people like that out there. Real quick, Don, what's your take on this?
I agree with what Chris says. Like, because, I mean, if you pick and choose about evolution, you're going to not believe the whole Bible, and then, you know. So, as for living will, for me, like, I guess, like, either I don't want one or I'll leave it up to you. Like, you know, but I probably wouldn't want to be kept alive for like 20 years, something like that, with the machine.
Well, yeah. Well, that's,
you know.
Again, it goes with the, you know, God would put the right minds and the right decisions, you know, on the right things, you know, when things happen like that. But, you know, anyway.
Yeah
Chris Gomez, everyone's listening. You know, you need to get your living will out there, because you never know what's going to happen. And you don't know. Tomorrow will bring. So the next time. Oh, again, thanks for all my guests on Poe Don Corniente, and also Chris Gomez from Wisconsin. And thank you guys. And again, we'll have this talk show sometime soon. See you guys later.